Well, we were initially set up in 2002, and that was in response to the foot and mouth crisis. So we've evolved from that, I suppose, in terms of our services and the support that we provide. So our main support would be our helpline service. That's how people, I suppose, would initially engage with the organisation. And really, for some people too, that's providing a listening ear and also a signposting service. So if there are, you know, I suppose, issues that are outside of our remit or our expertise, we'll always signpost the person on to another organisation to ensure that they're getting all the help and support that they do need. We then also have a mentoring programme within the organisation where we have individuals who are all from an iGree business background who can go out and actually sit down with the individual or family members if they want to be involved, look at the farm business in terms maybe of the finances, succession planning, or maybe there's just an issue with the enterprise in general.
Yeah.
And it's really about identifying options for the farm and a way forward, hopefully. And then our third kind of, I suppose, support would be our social farming. We've recently taken it over last year, and that's really about promoting the whole idea and concept of social farming to, I suppose, farm families who might be interested in having individuals who are engaged already with health and social services to come out and actually partake in activities on the farm.